While Romney himself called the drop in the unemployment rate misleading, Walker told reporters today that it was a good sign.
Absolutely. And hope is that that will continue.
But the governor stopped short of saying the numbers were a validation of Obama administration policies.
Well, if you look, I mean, the stimulus was passed a few years ago, and if that was the case, it would have happened right after that. You had, up until now, 43 consecutive months of unemployment above 8%. For the first time, we have it drop into 7.8. It is still, like, more a reflection of people, regardless of the government, trying to persevere and move forward.
Walker contends the new national numbers won't hurt Romney if he's as aggressive in the remaining debates as he was in the first one. The governor says people want to know the candidate's plans.
We understand the past 4 or 5 years have been tough. We want to have a leader who's going to help us make things better in the future.
Walker is in a different position than most Romney surrogates. It's only been a few months since the governor was highlighting a drop in Wisconsin's unemployment rate for his recall campaign, even as other employment measures were lagging. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.